Yeah, good,
y'all? I can't come in like that, man.
I can't come in like that.
I'm sorry. Yeah, even if you said some shit, bro, I mean, come on, man.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy CMJ here. That's what I'm pleased to have my guys Chuck and Allen back on to discuss today's games and preview tomorrow's game twos. Or I should say, I'm going to start actually using the dates in how I speak, because, you know, I'll say tomorrow, but the episode will get posted tomorrow, and then tomorrow people will be listening to it, and they'll be like, tomorrow? Oh, yeah, that mean today. So let me say the 20th. Tomorrow. Hey, happy 420. Happy 420, y'all, whoever's listening. But what's good, y'all? How y'all doing tonight? How y'all feel about today's games? And some of these results. Talk to me. He go up 2-0.
Sweep.
I did too. I thought the Suns were going to sweep the Pelicans. Let's get into it. That game just finished too. Oh man,
I'm the only one that thought BI was going to get a game.
Yeah, real talk. And it's crazy. I asked you specifically, how do you think the Pelicans can steal Game 2 in Phoenix? And you hit the nail on the head. Brandon Ingram got to get off.
Basically, yeah. I mean, it's simple. It's who?
That near triple double.
He has to get off. It's not C.J. McCollum. It's Brandon Ingram. Like, C.J. McCollum is a great two. He's a great two-part. He's a great second, like, fiddle, you know?
Right.
Brandon Ingram had to take his level up to a different height. But with Devin Booker back, I'm not sure.
The way Devin Booker was playing, I thought it was a sweep. I thought it was a sweep. That boy was hooping.
Well, you know what? The Pelicans played a really good game. Valanciunas game a double double.
I got proved wrong.
I thought the Pelicans DeAndre were getting swept.
He's actually averaging that per usual on DeAndre.
Yeah, you know what? Speaking of Aiden, and you guys are talking about him coming up short, you know, 10 points. 9 rebounds in 33 minutes as the starting center for the Phoenix Suns. I just don't like these numbers. You didn't even crack a 10th rebound. I need you to have more of an impact on the game. If Devin Booker, if there was no Chris Paul, Aiden, you'd be the second option, bro. It'd be Booker, Aiden as the two best players on the team, and for you to you have to step it up,
bro. Right now, this is why Cam Johnson is.
This is why Jay Crowder has to get off the starting lineup.
Nah. I love Jay Crowder. The way Jay Crowder brings to the table defensively and offensively.
2-for-11?
What has he been doing? Hey. 1 point for game one?
Hey, you know what? you don't always show up on this. Hey, come on. That's like trying to say the same thing with Draymond. Come on, man.
Draymond does this.
I'm not comparing the two.
But Crowder is hella streaky, bro. Like, he's Dion Waiters. Like, you know, he comes and goes. He comes and goes, bro.
Nah, because Dion Waiters didn't play no defense, man.
He
played no defense, bro. At all, zero.
Crowder was a good defender, but like, he wasn't like locking people down. He wasn't strapping. Come on, Crowder was never strapping.
He can guard one to four. I give him three through five. He's a bigger body.
I give him two through four. I don't even know about one.
He's not guarding two. What two guard he guarding?
What one guard is he guarding?
That's what I'm trying to say. It ain't one. It's three through five. You guys.
Yeah. Okay. Like, three. Okay. Three or four.
He can lock up a center just like he can't lock up anybody else.
Bro, Embiid would destroy him.
He's a bigger body.
Siakam would get at him.
Siakam couldn't even get at Danny Green last night. I don't know.
Hey, man, hold on. Hey, Siakam is low-key in the same position that Jokic is in. He got to carry the team. He got to, you know, he really by himself. They got a lot of injuries, bro.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, man, I don't want him, man, bro. Jay Crowder.
Jokic didn't have that same squad the whole year?
Wait, I'm talking about Siakam, man.
Siakam didn't have that same squad the whole year?
But Scottie Barnes hurt, bro. Like,
what's wrong with depending on rookies?
But so he's now, an integral part of what they've been doing, right? He's rookie of the year, right?
Now we're going to the rookies, right?
He's rookie of the year, right?
I'm just asking
you too,
what other rookie is doing something?
Oh my God! Why do you deflect like that? Like, why do you deflect like that? Oh, we're gonna talk about somebody else. I'm talking about Scottie Barnes and how important he is to the Toronto Raptors. I'm not talking about
So how important was Scottie Barnes the first game when he played? How important was he?
I don't really think that question makes sense.
He played the full first game.
He got hurt in the first game.
Hey, y'all forgetting he's a rookie.
I'm not forgetting that, bro.
I just brought his name up, and you want to get on me because I brought his name up. He wasn't even
I'm
name.
Saying he's he wasn't a even rookie. Old... I'm saying we're depending on rookies. Like,
because Gary Trent is another one. Like, Gary Trent, Scottie Barnes, and Thaddeus Young. Those three dudes have been an integral part of the Toronto Raptors, especially their defense this year.
Gary Trent played.
He played sick. He could barely go. I'm just saying, like, bro. I'm saying Siakam is on his own, bro.
So did Jordan.
Michael Jordan, really?
Michael Jordan, quote unquote,
Gary Trent.
Right? he finally said the truth. He could have been sick, or it could have been, a hangover.
So do you guys?
It could have been something else. Philly.
Do you guys think that the Pelicans can win another game in this series, or do you think this is a gentleman sweep and we just haven't seen it yet? Is that to come? Mm-hmm. And do you think Devin Booker's hamstring injury is going to play a big factor in this series?
Well, technically, the Pelicans have home court advantage now, technically.
Right.
So they might win another one. Mm-hmm. They might win another one. Then, depending how Devin Booker is, then...
Okay.
Shit, it's looking real tough for the Suns.
Very interesting.
Because now that injury gives the Pelicans a little bit more confidence. We won one at their home. Now we're back at our home without Devin Booker 100%. Oh, we on, you know?
Yeah, you know what? I could kind of agree with that. I feel like they still won back at their house, too. It's not gonna be a gentleman sweep, which will be 4-1. I feel like they still another one.
I feel like
Devin Booker also comes back, and when he comes back, it'll be business as usual.
Well, you know what? Then I guess we gotta give the Pelicans their respect. They earned it. I'm gonna say this is a 6-game series. Yeah.
They definitely put me wrong.
Yeah, 6-game series. I'll adjust. My bad. I mean, Pelicans still getting bounced, but it's the same series, bro. Let's move on. Miami Heat. They beat the Hawks.
Jimmy 115-105. Butler.
Jimmy Butler stepped it up when Hero and Duncan had some off nights. You feel me? Had an off night. Really, honestly, it was just Jimmy Butler. Like,
fucking Butler, man.
Hey, and he closed, correct?
Yeah, he did. Against the Hawks, but it's still a close. It's still a close. The only thing that concerns me is that he dropped 45 and the rest of the team looked very unimpressive against the Hawks. And you only won by 10. Like, you can't play like that against the Bucks. You can't play like that against the Celtics. Y'all are not gonna win a series against those
Everybody's
two teams.
Everybody's not gonna have a good game.
They need to have a better game than what they had. I mean, and Jimmy Butler, I'm not.
Yeah, I think it's one of those off nights.
I have yet to see Chris Middleton have a good game yet.
I feel that. 100%. No. 100. I feel that 100%, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody, but they still won. Win in doubt. You know, it's a win is a win. That's what Giannis said.
That's what I'm. Win. No, yeah, 100. You know, I'll Jimmy Butler dropped 45 and efficient 45. I'll take that all day.
I highly doubt. Even Jimmy Butler is going to score that again. I highly doubt.
I don't doubt
our
it.
Our two shooters shoot like that again.
Oh yeah, for sure. Especially
Tyler I highly Harrell. Doubt it.
Yeah, Tyler Harrell is
in the Duncan Robinson. Right, he been on and off all year.
Yeah.
If you've been watching Heat, which nobody has, well, no.
You know what? Duncan Robinson didn't even take a shot.
But I ain't worried about Tyler Herro.
No, he took some shots, but they were pretty contested.
I don't see anything on his. I see 0 for 0 here. What happened to Oladipo? Why didn't he play?
He didn't play because of coach's decision. Once again, second game in a row. I'm not sure. What's his name? Cody Martin got his minutes once again, and I no disrespect to Cody Martin. I love Cody Martin, but he's no Oladipo.
Yeah, well, I don't understand. Yeah, maybe they're saving him. Maybe you don't need to run versus against the Hawks, especially.
Yeah, maybe the Hawks they got. Maybe he's their secret weapon when they need it to be. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe they know something that we don't.
Yeah.
He practices every day.
I'm gonna give Spoelstra the benefit of the doubt. You feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah. I mean, he's pretty strategic with who he puts out there against people.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
He has that Greg Popovich approach.
I didn't see Duncan Robinson shoot 0 for 0. I actually didn't see that.
You know what? Well, I'm not really confident that the Hawks can get a game, but I still believe they can get one game. I don't think this is a sweep, bro. But if they win game three is the game that if the Hawks win, then this series gets kind of sort of interesting, but we know the Heat are still going to win. But if the Heat win game three, I'm going to lean towards the sweep. I'm still going to say the Hawks win the game and stick by my pick, but man, if they lose game three, bro, this was the game. Like how I said the Bulls, I think their best chance to beat the Bucks was that first game when the Bucks didn't shoot well and the Bulls didn't shoot well either. Like the Heat's other players outside of Jimmy really didn't shoot that well, like the ones that they really rely on. So yeah. The Hawks really, like, this Trae Young, this was his best chance to kind of get at the Heat and
steal one.
And yeah. Still a game, you feel me? And he had a decent night here for 20, you know, 25 points.
25 points in playoffs ain't good enough.
It's not, you know.
If you're their number one option, yeah. If you're the face of the franchise, 25 is not.
You can't shoot 2 for 10 from, you know what I'm saying? Gallinari 0 for 4. Like, you know, this team is really dependent on the three ball. They live and die by the three. You know, Bogdanović had 29, 5 for 10 from 3-point range. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only way I can see them getting a game against the Heat is if the Heat shoot like that again and they can get it going from three. The Hawks, like, especially if Trae Young even hits if Trae Young hits 5 for 10 from 3-point range, I think the score is a little different. So, you know, and that's another thing too. That's another thing I worry about the Heat because outside of Jimmy Butler, everybody else kind of played down to their competition. Like, what was that about? You know what I'm saying? You only won by 10 points, and Trae Young didn't shoot that well from three.
He didn't shoot that well, but second game in a row.
From three. He didn't shoot well from three. He shot 50% from the floor, but I'm saying
second game in a row.
Okay, I hear. If he shoots 50% from three, y'all lose, though.
But he didn't.
Who's shooting 53% from three?
Yeah, that's right what now. I'm trying to know.
I mean, Bogdanović shot 50% that game. I'm just saying, like, if Trae Young hit 50%, the Heat lose that game. So I'm saying that was the Hawks' best chance to win. The Heat didn't shoot that well outside of Jimmy, so. You know, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to be able to win game three and be able to, and especially hitting, like, Bogdanović going 5 for 10 from 3-point range. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, I don't know if he's going to be able to do that again.
Garbage time.
I'm just saying, bro. Like, even not Jimmy Butler. What's this dude's name? Herter. He has to take more shots. If Bogdanović is going to be taking 10 threes, then he might as well be taking 10 threes too. I might as well live in it. Y'all got to really, the Hawks don't have anything to lose. So,
Yeah, you got a point.
So you really feel like the Heat aren't going to sweep this team?
No, if I'm being honest.
Still. Yeah.
If I'm being honest, yeah, I don't feel like the Heat will sweep the Hawks.
No. I want you to really say the Heat aren't going to sweep the Hawks.
They're not. They are not going to sweep the Hawks.
Okay.
I've been saying that. I'm not going to just BS around it. But the game I really want to get to, you feel me? The Grizzlies handled their business today like they were supposed to. I went ahead, made sure I tapped into that game. You feel me?
Well, they needed to respond back.
I told you that this was a must win, and they played like it from opening tap. They wasn't playing with the Timberwolves. You feel me? Now, here's a few things I want to touch on about this game.
We got a series. That's what I know.
Maybe. And here's why I say maybe, because the Grizzlies. This was the Grizzlies. At almost their full potential. This is what they're supposed to look like. And the Timberwolves came back to earth. They came back down to earth. Anthony Edwards, he had a rough first half. And he really didn't shoot that well from the floor overall. They put the, like, remember how you said, you know, Chuck, you could put Dylan Brooks on.
Steven Adams from the pick and roll and did not play him. That's what was the difference maker.
That was part of it. But you know what? Like Dylan Brooks did a decent job on Anthony Edwards in the first half. I mean, like, he was making him work for his shot. He wasn't really getting into a rhythm, which was great. But another thing that really hurt the Wolves, Carl, this dude Carl, bro.
Without Steven Adams, Cat needs to fucking eat.
But he's reckless. He's hella reckless on the court. You know, when he shot that three and kicked his leg out. And picked up that offensive foul. Like, I knew that was a foul immediately. That was a great call. Great call, because this dude playing reckless. And even when he checked, when he screened Ja, bro, I don't believe that was a good screen. I think he was trying to check Ja, because Ja was getting off and wolfing. And in the Grizzlies.
Hey, is Ja okay? I seen that.
Yeah. He played in the back end.
Yeah, he got back in, played a couple more minutes, and they pulled him out. I mean, just to make sure the game wasn't going to get out of hand.
Sure, yeah, just make sure he all right. Got fresh leg.
But here's why I think that the series could be over in six games and not go seven. And I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if the Grizzlies won the next three. Because with the way Karl Anthony Towns is playing, how quickly he's picking up these fouls.
Which is usual.
And the way Ja Morant can get to the basket and get to the free throw line. The Grizzlies can take advantage of that every single time. Like, Brooks, Bane, they can all get to the free throw line and attack the basket. So, Karl Anthony Towns, if he's going to continue to play that recklessly and put himself into foul trouble and make it harder for the Timberwolves to have their best players on the floor, the Grizzlies are going to run away with the series. They're going to run the Timberwolves off the floor. Anthony Edwards is not enough for them to keep up. And D'Angelo Russell, even though he's a good player, he's not – to me, I think he needs the ball in his hands more, and there's just not enough of the ball to go around.
The Grizzlies actually did what I said. They put Desmond Bane on Anthony Edwards. He want to play like a linebacker, right? Put somebody with some muscle on him. And literally, it was working. Desmond Bane, Dylan Brooks, they guard Anthony Edwards. And you put D'Angelo Russell, yeah, he's taller. But Ja Morant, he's more physical and he's more athletic. You know, like, yeah, he could probably get the shot off, but Ja Morant, he's playing more physical with D'Angelo Russell this game. So I kind of like the way that they came out. They punched him in the mouth, you know. And they played Brandon Clark more. That's what I felt like they really needed to do. They finally played Brandon Clark more. Last time I seen Brandon Clark, the boy went 10 for 10, 20 points.
And everybody was hustling, bro. Everybody. And that's what
– Yeah, like, come
loose
on.
Loose balls, out rebounding them. Tillman had a good game, came in and did his thing. Brandon Clark was eating. Tyus Jones was getting to the basket. Everybody was attacking the basket, chasing loose balls. You feel me? Jaren Jackson Jr. finally stepped it up, bro.
Memphis Grizzlies finally figured out what they needed to do. Yeah, Ja is a superstar. But they've been winning the whole year off teamwork.
That's
let
exactly
the whole team work.
That's exactly what I was getting ready to allude
yeah,
to.
Yeah, let the whole when they finally let the whole team work,
it flows.
Like injury, you know, or like a fracture, you know. But when they finally started like playing their rotation, regular Milton, everybody, it was a blowout.
It was flowing because
competition.
There was ball movement, assertiveness, and they controlled the tempo.
They made
Minnesota play Memphis basketball, and that's why I thought the Grizzlies would be a great matchup for the Warriors. This is why I think that the Grizzlies can beat the Warriors, but the Warriors look really good. So you know,
another team taking it a little too far.
But Jaren Jackson Jr. 4-for-7 from 3-point range, hitting his first 4 threes of the series in this game. Having a great, I mean,
you believe he's going to do that against Draymond Green?
Oh yeah.
What?
Oh no.
Hit a few threes. Hit a few threes. At least, you know,
Draymond's guarding right now, right?
Okay, but check this out though. You think Jaren Jackson Jr. can't pull Draymond out and clear the lane for everybody else? I mean, I'm just saying.
And Jokic can?
Ja Morant? Jokic don't have Jamal Murray. He got Will Barton. Like, you feel me? I'm just saying, bro. Like, the Grizzlies
fair.
Are better.
That's fair.
The Grizzlies better than the Nuggets. You know, I hear what you're saying, though.
Hey, you know what? That's a fair argument. I completely agree with that. Desmond Bane. I get it.
Dylan Brooks, Brandon Clark.
I get it.
Just a little quick thing about the Suns.
Right.
The Suns game was officiated by Scott Foster, and Chris Paul has lost 14 straight.
Oh my goodness. Scott Foster, he
officiated that last game?
Oh, man. Yep.
Oh, Lord. Hey.
No wonder they lost.
Chris Paul, no they wonder. Did not get along. Everybody knows that.
No way.
That Milwaukee series versus them, I swear Scott Foster played a part in that last game. That last game, Scott Foster, man.
Chris Paul has lost 14 straight, officiated by Scott Foster.
He be kissing Scott Foster a little. I don't even want to say it. Like, he be trying to talk to him before the game and everything. It still doesn't work. It never goes his way. Him and Scott Foster is just a bad mixture.
That's crazy.
Now, I did not know he officiated that last game. I thought it was the Tony brothers.
No.
Because the Tony brothers, they usually, you know, take on the Phoenix role. But because that would mean they're officiating Milwaukee. They used to do the two championship teams, you know, previous championship teams.
Yeah.
Well, how do you guys see game three in Minnesota going?
Minnesota wins game three.
Really? Really?
I actually got Memphis winning game three.
I'm gonna take Memphis winning game three too, right in this momentum. And like I said, if Karl Anthony Towns is gonna continue to play this recklessly, then the Timberwolves don't have any hope of winning this series because the Grizzlies are too deep. Their Grizzlies are way too deep, bro. And the Timberwolves outside of Ant, you know, like I said, I think D'Lo needs the ball in his hands more. If he was gonna be effective, so like somebody had to be like have to get hurt, and he had to be inserted into the starting lineup. And you know, I'm at the point now where I believe Ant is gonna get his. You know what I'm saying? Like he's that good. Even though he had a kind of sort of off night, you know what I'm saying? Like he was still really like the only bright spot for the Timberwolves. He had 20 on 7-for-16, 4-for-10 from 3-point range. Like you could tell he was trying to. Really
I like D'Lo.
Back in the game. I do like D'Lo too, but like I said, like I think he needs the ball in his hands more to be more effective. And I don't think it's enough of the ball to go around if Carl's in the game, you know what I'm saying? And Karl Ant is in the game. I don't think there's enough mouths to feed. So I think D'Lo's best with the second unit. Now,
who do you feel like has the best starting five out of those two?
The Grizzlies, I do. I think you got Ja,
Minnesota.
Dylan. I hear you, but
I feel like Minnesota as well.
But yeah, but I hear you, but
Grizzlies got the better bench.
But if Jaren Jackson Jr. is like he's a shooter. He's a shooter. He can shoot the ball, maybe not as well as Karan Quinn.
Okay, Towns, but okay, but the name the starting five.
Ja, Dylan,
Desmond.
Yeah, right, Desmond, my bad. Desmond, Jaren, and it's usually Steven Adams, but you feel me? He only like Allen said.
Well, right now it's Brandon Clark. I get you.
Yeah. So
okay, okay. So which is not they bad. Got that, right? So you got Minnesota, they got D'Angelo.
So wait, D'Angelo starts?
Yes, D'Lo.
Okay.
Of course. What the heck?
Anthony
Edwards is a two guard.
I understand that, but D'Angelo Russell.
I was about to say we got D'Lo, Pat Bev. Pat Bev is the point. Got D'Lo, Pat Bev. You got Anthony Edwards. You got Jason McDaniels. And you got Karl-Anthony Towns.
Right. So. But like y'all remember when D'Lo was on the Nets, and even sometimes on the Lakers, like you know he would get off in the games, he had like 31 or 34, he come out.
Yeah, exactly.
And he is a good facilitator, and that's why I believe that for him to be effective, he would just need to if he would have taken over the game when Karl-Anthony Towns had gotten subbed out with 7 minutes left to go in the second quarter.
I mean him and Anthony Edwards took it over a little bit more, but him and Anthony Edwards, those were the ones that took over.
No, well, when I say take over, I mean actually take over. Like D'Lo shot 3 for 11. I get it; he was taking more shots to try to get himself going. But I'm saying like if he actually would have like scored and been efficient.
I'm talking about facilitating. He's more of a point to me. Like he's not really so much a shooting guard. He's a big point.
To me, I think he's really good at scoring off the dribble. I think he's really good at getting his space and getting his shot up. And I think once he gets into a rhythm, he's really effective. And his vision and his ball placement really makes him dangerous. I actually have a lot of respect for D'Lo, and I think he needs the ball more, bro. If D'Lo can produce about 18 to 22 points, Karl can stay in the game and do his usual thing, and Ant can, give you about 25, 30, from his superstardom, then I can see Minnesota really giving the Grizzlies a problem, because then all that star power is, coming together and effective and playing well together. The Grizzlies, them just being deeper than the Timberwolves and playing a better game, not really putting the pressure on Minnesota, getting them in foul trouble early, attacking the basket. I just think that it's a little too much for the Timberwolves, and I think them coming back down to earth in this game and kind of being outmatched was kind of glaring for me. So that's why I think that if the Grizzlies win the next three games, I wouldn't be surprised. But I wouldn't
either, because of the simple fact that the Grizzlies in the first game, they got caught off guard, I feel like.
And they had a week off.
More of a caught off guard type moment. Like, they got punched in the mouth, and they tried to come back late, and the team was too hot already. Just like how Josh said, he was like, when the team get hot, you can't do nothing really about it, but, they couldn't do anything, really. So,
yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised either.
Now,
but I also feel like the game is going to go six games. I feel like at least Minnesota would get one at home.
Yeah, I think out of respect, I'm going to give Minnesota one more game. I'm giving Minnesota one more game, but I believe.
That's it though. I feel like Memphis in six. I agree with that.
Now, on to 420's games. I'm gonna start with the Bucks and Bulls. The Bulls.
The Bucks are winning again.
Yeah, the Bucks are 10-point favorites at home. I got the Bucks sweeping this team, so I see not easy win, but I see a win. I see like 100 to 92. Another close game. It'll be fun. I don't see the Bucks covering the spread here, 10-point spread. I don't see it, especially with how y'all saying. well, not how y'all saying, but how Chris Middleton has been playing and what y'all been saying about him.
I actually feel like DeRozan will shoot better and LaVine this game.
You think Bulls still game two as 10-point underdogs?
You know what? I'll go out on the limb and say they still game two. I say they still game two.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised though if they do win game two.
That's gonna be Chuck. Let's talk about it. That's gonna be my let's talk about it. I don't believe they shoot 21 for 71.
You're right. So to kind of argue back on that, or to throw my own, I guess, chip in a hat or whatever, I'm gonna say that Chris Middleton has a good game against the Bulls in game two.
I'm gonna say it right here.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say that Chris Middleton has 23 points on 47% shooting. I think he goes 3 for 5 from 3-point range.
Guarantee it.
I'm not gonna guarantee it.
Guarantee it.
I'm not. You guarantee Bulls win the game too then?
Hey, look. If you guarantee that, I guarantee DeRozan shoots at least 50% and he gets 30.
All right,
bet. Guarantee it.
Guarantee
DeRozan shoots at least 50% and he gets 30.
All right. And Middleton, 23 points on 47%, 3 for 5,
which is, which is really like, just to let everybody know, that's really like, you know, 23 is an easy day for him.
It should be, but the way y'all been talking about him, the way he been looking, I mean, it might be a challenge. So we're going to see. Should be good. Now, Sixers are 2-point favorites in Toronto. Wait, is it in Toronto? Yeah. In Toronto. My bad. Yeah, Sixers are 2-point favorites in Toronto.
Toronto
wins game three.
Really? Who do you got winning that game?
I got the Bucks beating the Bulls.
Allen?
I got the Bucks. But I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm the only one Bulls, right?
Yeah, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Bulls still win.
I'm gonna
say that too. I wouldn't be surprised if the Bulls got this.
just stay over there, Milwaukee.
I got Chicago
right now.
All right. I don't got the Raptors winning game three. I think the Raptors are gonna get swept, man.
I got Raptors game three because Matisse Thybulle's not playing.
Oh.
He can't play in Canada.
I still got the Sixers winning game three. I don't think the Raptors are. I just don't think they're there anymore. I think they kind of. I know they're going to get out of the first round.
I know Maxi can play game three.
Yeah, Maxi going to play.
I got 76ers.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Sixers. I really don't have a lot of faith in the Raptors. And no knock, no disrespect, but I just don't have a lot of faith. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who to trust.
Scotty Barnes could probably play game three.
But that ankle injury, but he has had time to heal.
Toronto.
If Scotty Barnes plays,
it's not really an ankle injury.
It's not.
It's like a little.
I mean, Joel and B stepped on.
Yeah, it's like a.
So it's kind of like a bruise.
Yeah. Okay. That's tough. If Scotty Barnes plays well, then I'm gonna take the Raptors. Yeah, because so you gotta. I got the Sixers, man. I took them. I already took the Sixers at first. Because James Harden and I know Maxie's been playing better than Harden. Harden's gonna have to play a little bit better than what he's been playing. I think he had 14 points the last game. That's not gonna cut it for me, bro.
I mean, he had 16, but, 14 assists.
What but you can't – your point production can't be coming from Maxi, though. Like,
You don't think he could be the point guy?
James Harden needs to be the second best player on this team at least.
Yeah. James Harden has to be the second best player.
I mean, is Chris Paul not the second best player on this team?
He's arguably the best player on his team.
Okay, so and why is that? Because he
First thing, I mean, wherever Chris Paul goes, he sets the franchise record for winning.
I'm just saying, like, why is Chris Paul so highly touted? He facilitates the team, correct?
And he can also score.
And he has leadership.
And can James Harden not score?
I mean, he ain't been showing.
He can't score as much, but is he not doing the same thing?
He hasn't looked the same at all.
Harden looks out of shape.
This is not the James Harden we're used to seeing.
Hey, but listen. He doesn't look the same, but he's getting more assists, correct?
That's
what I'm trying to point to, you know?
Look,
is he not getting more? For the 76ers
to be the next level, Harden needs 10 and 8 Harden. We don't need no 20 point and 15 assists Harden. We need 30 and 8 Harden for the 76ers to at least be contenders.
Yeah.
So you guys don't feel like Maxey could keep it up, basically?
No, I'm saying he could possibly keep it up. It's just that Harden has to be the
second best player. No, but that's what he's feeding. That's what I'm asking.
See, the thing is,
he's feeding Maxey, and he's feeding Joel Embiid.
Okay, so but check this out.
He doesn't have to score as much. So
check this
out. Why should – if somebody is so hot, that's like asking – you remember when Curry scored 16? Nobody remembers that, right?
I want you to finish.
Do you all remember when he scored 16?
But get to the point.
Do you all remember?
Why though? Like, why is it? Like, why isn't like what? Like what? Like because I'm just confused, bro. Because what you're trying to say, what I think you're trying to say is, we should have more faith in Maxey. And that James Harden should be okay being the fourth like scoring leader on his team. Like he's the fourth highest
scoring.
He's the fourth highest scorer in the team so far in the playoff.
Tobias Harris is barely over. Like,
bro,
y'all put
that's
too
a
much
problem.
Faith.
That's a problem. James Harden coming.
James Harden has to be the second best player on the 76ers.
Bro, thank you.
I'm asking y'all, is he not?
He's not playing like it. 22 assists. I mean, not 22 assists. 14 assists is not James Harden. Chris Paul is not James Harden. Like James Harden. Chris Paul has never won a scoring title or MVP. Like, what are we comparing here?
What does that have to do with?
They're not the same player.
They're two way completely different players.
They're not the same player, bro. I'm confused. Why you keep bringing up Chris Paul? Like, I get it. Chris Paul has had some playoff collapses.
James Harden does not the IQ Chris Paul does, man.
And it's crazy because when Chris Paul and James Harden were playing together, Chris Paul got hurt and James Harden didn't step up. Like, Chris Paul was the reason why they were pushing the Golden State Warriors to 7 games. Like, come on now. I'm not about to sit here and be like Chris Paul is a bad leader.
So after Chris Paul went, he could have hit a single
20 plus missed threes. You know, those James Harden shot all of those, right?
James Harden didn't help because I'm pretty sure he went like 1 for 11, 1 for 12,
something like that in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, those that's half them threes.
Not in the fourth quarter. No, not in the fourth quarter. Probably overall, but I'm talking about in the fourth quarter. When everybody was missing.
You making excuses for a superstar.
I'm not making no excuses.
Because you're talking about he was the only one missing.
I'm telling you, when Chris Paul, is this prime Chris Paul?
No.
Exactly. Is this prime James Harden?
Not anymore.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to, like, I don't get where y'all trying to come from. Like,
because Maxey can't be the second best player on the 76ers. For the 76ers, Yes, they could be good, but they can't be great.
My God. Bro, where did Maxey come from? Like, bro, he wasn't doing this in the beginning of the season, or he would have been getting more recognition.
What did Maxey
average in the regular season?
Yo, look it up. Wow. Man, you know what? Actually, I'll look it up for y'all.
What if Maxey disappears? What if Maxey not hitting his shots? James giving us 14 points a game. That ain't gonna win. You ain't gonna get to a conference finals, let alone a finals, with James Harden not even averaging 20, and you're supposed to be a scoring guard. He's a score first guard, not a pass first guard. What?
Harden. Let's not forget. Oh yeah,
he averaged 17.
And you know what? Let me look this up real quick.
And what's his playoff stats looking like? Averages so far in this two games.
James Harden's 32 years old. Like, bro, not even that old. Like, Kawhi Leonard is like the same age.
Kawhi Leonard hasn't played.
I'm just saying, okay, that's a bad example.
KD 30 same, points. KD 30 same point age. Average season average James Harden is scoring 14 points. That's okay. No,
it's not okay, bro. You talking about 14 assists is okay because he scored 14 points? No, no. What makes you think that's okay from James Harden? This is not the James Harden that we know.
At least to win the
when has he been the James Harden that y'all know?
Exactly.
What you mean exactly? Like,
and we're trying to say he needs to be that James Harden, and he's not. And Maxey is not going to be enough. No, so yeah, no, we don't
because he's getting younger, right? Wow, I'm just asking.
KD the same age, Kyrie old. Kyrie got to be 32 years old too, bro. Hold on.
Yeah, look up Kyrie age.
Kyrie Irving's 30. That's 2 years younger. Okay.
That's 3 years younger.
How?
You said James Harden 33?
32. Kevin Durant 33.
With a torn Achilles.
Okay, man. Klay Thompson 32.
Both of them got a torn Achilles.
And he had a torn ACL. And playing like him old self, though, right? Y'all was just telling me
Clay was playing like him old self. He's playing like him old self.
So what's up with James? Coming into camp out of shape. Shit like that, man. Like, bro, James, But like I said, bro, I was expecting James Harden to step up in the playoffs, and he hasn't done that yet.
Especially with MVP Joel Embiid. Or and MVP candidate, to be exact.
That's why I was expecting him to step it up because you got Joel Embiid with you, bro. Like, you can't play like a bum. He can't play like a bum.
We get that. He doesn't have to be the best player on the team no more, but at least second best player, bro. You can't have Maxey scoring 30, bro. Like, what?
You could, but James.
Why you can't?
James, okay.
Experience, man. How about experience this? Matters to... Farther you go in the playoffs.
How about this though? Okay, let me go back to
that game. Experience don't matter nothing. The Lakers would have made it.
Hold on. This game, the Lakers didn't fit. This game right here,
the Lakers got all the playoff experience in the world. They on the bench.
James Harden, 3 for 9, 1 for 4 from 3-point range. Like, if you're gonna shoot 33% from the field, my dude, can you take some more shots for me then? I don't want to see this. I don't want to see Maxey have him. Maxey took 11 shots, bro. 8 for 11. James, bro, you supposed to be taking up some of them shots.
How many minutes did he play? Because Maxey, the game was so far gone.
Maxey played 40. Did he play 41 minutes? Just as many minutes as Harden did.
Harden played 41 minutes the last game.
Yes, 41 minutes, 14 points, 6 rebounds.
Damn! I didn't even know they played that much time. God damn.
All right, man. So, y'all got the Sixers in game 3 or what?
I got Toronto.
I'm being said Sixers.
Now, let's get into this last game for 420. Brooklyn Nets,
baby.
Boston Celtics. Game two, TD Garden. Nets. Who y'all got and why?
Nets. KD is going to have 40. KD is going to have 40. He about to show again who he is.
Well, you know what? I'm curious to see what adjustment Steve Nash is going to make.
Yeah, Aldridge needs to play.
And if I was a betting man.
Al Horford is not having 20 points again.
You said what?
Al Horford is not having 20 points again.
You know what, though? I'm going to go out here on a limb and say Al Horford drops another 20 points. Marcus Smart might not have 20, but I think Al going to have 20 again. Because especially if the Nets aren't going to play Griffin or Aldridge, you feel me? Alfred's gonna be okay. Like, he's decent, and I'm just going out on the limb and saying that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not too hopeful for it. In fact, if I'm being honest, I got the Celtics in seven. But man, you know what? If Brooklyn wins this game, I really wouldn't be surprised. I really wouldn't. And I'm a little worried. The Celtics are 3.5-point favorites at home. And gosh, you know what? If I'm gonna make a pick, I'm going with Boston, man. I'm going with Boston at home in game two to go up 2-0, man. Before they go back to Brooklyn, man. I think the seed
by a lot.
Nah,
I got Brooklyn winning. Of course,
I got Boston.
I just wanted to see why my boy Allen was gonna choose him. Wait, give me no fuel. I ain't with that. He's going to show fuel, up. Man. Yeah, I know he's going to drop 40, but dang, why he going to drop it? Like, dang.
He about to show who he is.
I mean, I get that, but I mean, like, come on, man. We gotta show him something. Like, he going to drop 40 because that boy not going to shoot 9 for 24 ever again. Like, ever again. Like,
yeah, well, Steph Curry, 24
shots, never again.
Steph Curry got to step it up, though, if the Nets are going to win. Like, you need more from Curry, you're going to need more from
Mills. Hey, let me tell you something, too, that Skip Bayless said that I don't really like what he says most of the time, but he said something really factual. He said what you said, too, Steph Curry, but he said if you give Patty Mills some shots, maybe you might find some spark. Patty Mills can win you some games, bro. I don't care what nobody say, bro. Yeah. He get hot from three. He still, that's all he do.
That is what I believe is gonna be the Celtics problem. If one of those guys, Curry or Mills, they get hot, it's gonna be really hard, and it's gonna be really hard for the Celtics to be able to stretch their defense to cover everybody, because Kyrie and KD, man, they could both drop 40. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised in this game two, if they both drop 40. I wouldn't. But I'm still taking the Celtics, bro. And if KD is going to drop 40, man, Tatum at least giving them 35. I've been saying it from the beginning. I was saying it before the series. I'm going to say it right now. Jason Tatum going bucket for bucket with KD. Bucket for bucket, bro. He not playing. Him and Ja, them dudes ain't playing with y'all. What? Come on. Now,
I'm going out on the limb and say I don't think game two going to go as well as game one went. I'm going to just say that right now.
For who?
For Boston.
Well, I feel you on that. Oh, I don't feel you. But why? Why is that?
Malcolm Brown said some words as a role player shouldn't that kind of probably sparked the Celtics a little bit, you know?
Malcolm Brown. And Bruce Brown?
Yeah, Malcolm Brown. Football. I'm already locked in. Hey, look, I got the little update. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, we got to do the mock draft. We're going to do the mock draft episode on Friday.
Okay. Yeah, oh, dang, right Friday?
Now. Yeah.
You got to send me some little updates. Huh?
Yeah.
But
yeah, continue.
But yeah, Bruce Brown, he said some words that probably sparked the Celtics definitely in the right way. I would definitely be sparked. You talking about you going to go at, you know, a certain person, even if I'm old. Like, you know, I'm going to take that into account or offensively.
Right.
That's why Al Horford went off like that. But like Allen said, I don't think Al Horford get 20 again.
Well,
I feel like Marcus Smart might get 20 again.
And that's where I wanted to go with this, because if Tatum's gonna go bucket for bucket with KD and Brown is going to try to go bucket for bucket with Kyrie, because I don't, you know what I'm saying, I have respect for Kyrie. I understand that there are levels to this. And I do have faith in Jaylen Brown. If these two guys are gonna go bucket for
Brown,
bucket,
he really developed this game.
Yeah. If these two guys are gonna go bucket for bucket, that just leaves Smart open to take, you know, open threes. You feel me? If these two guys
now
are
you
gonna,
got, but that's you why got the, you, that's why you got Bruce Brown. That's supposed to be their X factor.
Supposed to be, but hey, you know, it didn't really work out in that first game, and Marcus Smart really developed his game. So you're right. Al Horford is going to have to play like he played in that first game if the Celtics are going to have any, especially without Robert Williams. So I don't think they're going to have Robert Williams in this game either. And if they were able to go up 2-0 without Robert Williams.
He's for sure going to come back for game three, though.
Oh, yeah.
He's already doing training camp, like contact. I wouldn't be surprised if he plays this game.
Oh, if Time Lord comes back for game two, oh, yeah, you can book the Boston win. I'm saying that right now. Time Lord plays, book the Boston win. The way he can switch, play the pick and roll, block shots at the rim, homie's a force.
No.
What you got to say?
It's definitely going to be a series, though.
What you got the series going?
Seven.
Seven?
Six. Seven. Six.
I was about to say, y'all said Brooklyn in six.
Yeah, six or seven.
I said Brooklyn in six. I did. But I'm for sure switching it to seven. I'm not putting all my tabs on six.
I feel that,
but
man.
It's definitely going to be
not six. After that first game.
Yeah, that first game.
It would definitely have to be a seven game series. And it will be long and drawn out.
Well, sure,
and
man.
Miami Heat will be nice and rested. Or the Milwaukee Bucks will be nice and rested.
Yeah, if James Harden will keep playing like that, yeah, y'all gonna have it real easy. Real easy.
Nah. You said Kyle Lowry can't guard Trae Young. So
I don't remember saying that, bro. So I'm going to have to go back and check, because I know I don't remember. I said Kyle Lowry can't guard Kyrie.
No. Yes. You got to go back and check. Check episode one.
Yeah,
hey, Allen, am I lying? Allen, come on,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, Allen. Yeah. Ask
come
him,
on,
bro.
You the third
Wait,
one. Come on.
Bro, I thought he said that Trae Young couldn't guard it and Kyrie couldn't guard. I mean, that Kyle Lowry couldn't guard Kyrie and Trae Young.
Thank you. Like,
right,
yeah, like,
back.
Either
or. Trade.
Hey, say either
trade.
Or. Yeah, say either or. Yeah, come on now.
All right, come on, man.
He picked that boy pockets twice. All That's right, two bro. Games now.
All right, bro. All
he
right,
took
bro.
That boy cookies and milk.
All right, man. I'm about to see, man.
Come on, man. He took that boy cookies and milk, man.
With some ice in it.
I'm going to tap in with y'all after the games tomorrow.
Go ahead, heat it up.
Last game.
Ain't no more ice.
Y'all take it easy, man. Good night, bro. I appreciate y'all. All
right.